Some participants enjoyed a thick slice of apple pie as they waited to learn more about the 18 photographs that were a part of the Revisiting Rockwell exhibit at the Freedom House. Maggie Miners is an interdisciplinary artist. She created images that put a new spin on works created by the Four Freedoms and Beyond artists. Rockwell's paintings captured his vision for the freedom of speech, freedom of worship, freedom from want, and freedom from fear. Miner says she started to research Rockwell and decided to appropriate his work. She says creating these pieces removed her from her comfort zone, but she wanted to foster conversations around this work.
A lot of moving parts, not a way I had worked in the past. And so, but there was something in my heart that just made me need to make it.
Rick Brooks is the director of Midwest Partners in Princeton. This nonprofit organization funded the Four Freedoms and Beyond project that features Miner's works. He explains the need for the series.
I think all of us here would agree that it's been challenging lately for more than one reason for us to not only talk to each other, but to listen to each other. So that's what this session and this entire project has been about.
Each group sat at their own table and was asked to focus on the freedom from fear. Rockwell's original painting shows a white mother and father standing over their sleeping children. Miner's interpretation shows something slightly different, a black woman standing over her two children while holding a Chicago Tribune newspaper. The headline mentioned another killing of a black person. Miner tells why she wanted to depict this image.
It was a response, mother to mother. As a white woman in suburban Chicago, in response to all the shootings that were going on that particular summer of 2016.
Miner says that the photo was controversial. She said some black women mentioned that she fed into a stereotype. There was no father in the picture.
And I recognized that after the fact, the harm in that, and that was never my intention, but it was also a really good learning lesson for me as an artist, because I think we can be very self-centered.
Pat James is a Princeton resident. She says this exhibit shows how the world has transformed.
Looking at the pictures of Rockwell in the past and how they reflected life then, and how these new images reflect the changes in our society.
David Gray also took part in the exhibit's discussions. He says the in-person format is valuable and he appreciates the exhibit.
This kind of work is important because Rockwell, to a lot of people, symbolizes America. His work symbolizes an America that once existed, whether that really existed or not. For a lot of people, that's sort of the symbol of that past America.
Illinois residents who missed the exhibit will have another chance later this year. The Downers Grove Public Library will display Miner's work in September. I'm Yvonne Booz.